Blitz.
Some weird stuff going on with your Jaguars. First, they trade Ngakoue to the Vikings.
For not much.
Not as much as you would think. And then they just say, hey, Leonard Fournette, see ya.
Bye. With Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Man, that was a pretty high draft pick that you're just jettisoning. I guess he's impossible to deal with.
That's what it sounds like. I mean, and would it surprise you? I mean, not really.
Weekdays from 4 to 7 on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gal Media station.
And the Denver Nuggets can just dribble it out as they win yet another Game 7. A shocking upset. They eliminate the heavily favored Clippers here in the second round, and an historic series win. 6-0 in elimination games here in the bubble. Much respect for the coaching staffs. As the Denver Nuggets are going back to the Western Conference Finals for the first time in 11 years. What a performance. A great team performance from these Nuggets.
It's obvious pressure, you know, to live up to the title expectations. But as a player, I mean, you want that. Like, you want that. Again, it's the first time I've been in that situation where we're expected to win. But, you know, it is what it is. It's no cop-out. Fact of the matter is we didn't live up to that expectation. But I think internally we've always felt this is not a championship or bust year for us. You know, we can only get better the longer we stay together and the more we're around each other. The more chemistry for this group, the better. I think that's really the tell of the tape of the season. We just didn't have enough time together.
Sports. So they just sit there and talk about sports?
They sure seemed like they had enough time together when they were up 3-1. Is that a choke or was that a great comeback? We'll talk about it and a lot more. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776, or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message, Aaron will read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch, go to twitch.tv/ESPN975, and you can comment there and hear the whatever happens on the breaks. Not nearly as exciting as some other shows around here, but, you know, sometimes there's good stuff. And it's a Wednesday, so when you call, text, tweet, bitch about the Clippers or make fun of the Clippers, put odds on it. What are the odds that wasn't really surprising the way that game went, AJ?
Well, it was the Clippers, and it was a big game. And it was before they got to the conference finals. So it pretty much sounds like every Clipper season ever ended like just like this.
Yeah.
It either ends with them going like 12-70, or it ends like this with high expectations that come crashing down because their two star players couldn't get the job done at the right time.
So, bigger disappointment, Clippers or Rockets?
Clippers.
It's got to be Clippers, right?
It has to be.
Because,
but when you pile on the fact that the Rockets have had the same disappointment for several years in a row, it probably feels worse. Because the Clippers, they just put this team together. It's their first year.
Yeah, but they
year.
Also had a team put together that they were supposed to win with Chris Paul and Blake Griffin and those guys. So
yeah,
it's
but
not
then they went through a
different.
Time where they didn't have that.
Yeah.
It's almost like LeBron in the first year of Miami, the LeBron, D. Wade, Chris Bosh team, they didn't win the finals the first year. And everybody was like, oh my God, how could they not win? Well, it was their first year playing together. It's not completely unreasonable to think that they're going to get better over time. And it's not unreasonable to think that about the Clippers. But Paul George does not seem built for the big moment. Let's just say that. And I'm a Paul George fan. I like his game. Doesn't seem built for the big moment. And Kawhi, while he is, I think he's very good. I think he's one of the best two-way players in the league today, certainly. I don't know that he's that Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant type player, and that some people were trying to make him out to be before last night. But I don't think this really kills his greatness either. I mean, he's won two finals MVPs with two different teams. He's cemented. So that he doesn't get the heat that a guy like Paul George does or a guy like James Harden does because he's got skins on the wall.
But one thing I would point out is that team that he left was pretty good without him this year.
Yep.
It's not like they totally fell off the map.
But they didn't win a championship
like
without him.
Well, no, but like LeBron, when LeBron left, those teams weren't competitive.
LeBron is a different level guy. LeBron is like, I think LeBron and Jordan are the two guys that you can put in that boat and say they would, whatever franchise you put them on tomorrow, that franchise becomes immediately a contender. Consider the Lakers. What were the Lakers 3 years ago? I mean, it was a disaster.
Yeah. Well, actually, last year was a disaster, too, but he was hurt.
Because he was hurt. Yeah. Right. And now look at them. One year later, looks pretty good.
About to lose to the Nuggets.
About to lose to the Nuggets. That's quite possible. Yeah. And by the way, the Nuggets, let's give some credit to the Nugs, who somebody had to win it.
Yeah.
And they took it. They didn't go out there, and the Clippers didn't just kill themselves. They took it from the Clippers. And Jokic is in a league that's basically made big men dinosaurs. He still has this incredible role because, let's face it, defensively, he's kind of just a guy, but he is an incredible passer, and he's got some range, and he's got some versatility to his offense. He's a problem for teams trying to match up with him. And I'll say this as well. If the Rockets magically had beaten the Lakers, Jokic would have destroyed that team.
Much like Anthony Davis did.
It's the same situation because the Rockets, as they're currently built, the Nuggets, they're like, okay, we'll keep Jokic on the floor. We'll give some things up defensively because he's going to score all the points. And he really would have scored all the points against the Rockets. So between him and Jamal Murray, they don't have the LeBron AD or the Kawhi Paul George or Harden Westbrook. But they've got two good players who, at their best, and we've seen both of them at their best in different points of this playoff, they can blow up and have wild, wild games. And I was almost surprised. When you looked at the stats from the – and I'm going to pull them up right now. I wasn't thinking that that's how we're going to – I don't know why I didn't think we were going to start the show off that way. But for whatever reason in my head, that wasn't where we were going to go in the very first segment. But when you look at the stats after the game, watching that game last night, you would assume Nikola Jokic, this guy, he must have scored a million points. He must have just been the man. He was 5 of 13 for 16 points. It really felt like when the Nuggets started to take control in the second half, it was all him. And then Jamal Murray scored 40 points and got overshadowed by a guy who went 5 of 13 for 16 points. And I don't know how that happened, but as I'm watching that game, I was like, God, Jokic is just a force. And then when I was doing my prep today, I look at the box score and I'm like, that can't be right. And I literally checked the date and said, was that game 7? It was. Wow. Only 16 points, really. Because when you watch the game, it felt like he was just dominant. And now, mind you, that 16 points also went with 13 assists and 22 rebounds.
Yeah.
He had an overall incredible game, but you would have thought that he was the only player on the floor at times.
So we make fun of Elimination James a lot. Have you seen the stats of Paul George's last 5 elimination games?
I've not.
Would you like to hear them?
Sure. Give them to me.
15 points on 5 of 21 shooting. They lost. Here's a good one. 34 points on 12 of 26. They won.
Even 12 of 26 isn't ideal.
No, but they did win the game. All right. Okay. Here's your last 3. 5 points on 2 of 16 shooting.
That's not good.
This is good. 36 points on 14 of 20, but they lost.
Okay.
10 points on 4 of 16, lost. 20 points per game with 37.3% field goal percentage, 1-4 record.
That's not good.
It's better than, actually, it's kind of a little better than Harden, I think, but not good.
But you know what? Here's the difference. none of us look at Paul George and say, well, he's one of the best players in the league. Not one person says that. Not one person. Like, not that he's not one of the best. He's not a top five player in the league. And that's what people want James Harden to be looked at as, a top five, if not a top three. There's people who will try to say he's a top three player in the league. Paul George isn't that. Paul George, we've as a society have established and decided that Paul George, if he is the best player on the team, that team is never winning.
Right.
That's why he went to the situation with Kawhi where, okay, Paul George could be a great Robin. He could be a great second fiddle. And now you're cooking with Kawhi and Paul George. People still haven't given up the idea that James, as the best player on the team, is good enough. And that's really the difference between the two guys.
Yeah, it's just, although he did get a lot of heat last night, which...
Well, he played like garbage last night, and I think it was deserved.
Yeah, but I think the expectations might be a little higher than you're saying, at least nationally. But
the expectations for the team were much higher.
Yeah.
So it's more disappointing. And the other part of it is...
But if Westbrook had had a crap game, then people would have got on him too.
But here's the part of it. Here's the part that you're not considering. Kawhi wasn't at his best last night, right? But no one can like full blown criticize Kawhi for having a he choked or something. You know why? Because Kawhi's got skins on the wall. He's established.
Yes, but I think that's kind of flawed thinking because guys can still choke even when they've won.
But you don't get labeled a choker.
No,
in that situation, no one can ever call Kawhi Leonard a choker.
You could say he choked in a series or an individual game.
No, I don't think you can.
See, I think that's wrong.
I think you could say he played like garbage.
You don't get a pass forever if you. You've won two titles with two teams. That's great. But if you're the guy...
Okay, maybe for a game, but you can't act like he's got a reputation now as a
choker. No, nobody's saying that.
But what I'm saying is
you can't just give him a pass when he sucks.
Right. But Paul George, James Harden, and Russell Westbrook, none of them have done anything except lose in the playoffs. So they now have a reputation as chokers. That's the difference. So no one's going to say, well... The Clippers are a bunch of chokers. No, you can't say that because Kawhi Leonard's got two finals MVPs. You can't say the Clippers can't come up in the big moment because not all those. I mean, no, there's some players. Paul George is one of them. You can't say he doesn't come up in the big moments. And until he does, that's going to haunt him. But you can't say it unanimously the Clippers are chokers because Kawhi is not a historical choker.
No, he's not. But I don't think you can give him a pass. I mean, you know, historically, yes. He's been really good in the playoffs, especially. He was not good last night.
He wasn't.
And everybody's focusing on Paul George because he hasn't done it. But what you're saying is that, well, Kawhi Leonard's their best player. Why are we not talking about him being 6 of 22? Because of what he did last year? That gives him a pass for this? Yeah. He's part of this, man. That's all I'm saying. And listen, I love the guy. I take him on my team any day. He could be the best player on my team any day of the week, any year. But he played like garbage, too. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Space Ghost brings up a point. So, and here's another guy with skins on the wall. Says Kawhi only scored 14 points in Game 7. Imagine if LeBron did that. LeBron would get ripped.
He would.
So I don't think it's fair to give Leonard a pass here. That's all.
Yeah. I guess for whatever reason, LeBron feels like he's in a different stratosphere.
Okay, but then there were people last week saying, well, if he wins three titles with three teams, he's one of the all-time greats. Yeah. It's like, well.
And what did I say to those people? Well, hold the phone. That doesn't necessarily make him an all-time great.
And he did not play like one last night.
No.
That doesn't mean he's not great. Doesn't mean he's not clutch. Last night he wasn't. And, yeah, I just don't think he should get a pass for that. But I don't think he was shaving points. I can say that. But he would have used a Harry's razor to do it, right?
Of course.
Guys, man, I'm so thrilled to have Harry's back on the station. They've got new blades. They're only $2 each, and they're sharper than ever. They last longer than ever, and you can pick them up anywhere now. You can go to any of your big box drug and grocery stores, but if you like to shop online, which I do because I don't like to leave the house, you can get a trial set for just $3 when you use KFNC at checkout at harrys.com. $3 and no shipping. $3 for some great blades. And the other razor companies, they increase their prices whenever they introduce something new. Not Harry's. They're delivering their sharpest blade ever, and they aren't raising prices. Harry's is available wherever you shop. You can get Harry's sharpest blades ever in big box, drug, and grocery stores near you. Just head on over to the grooming aisle. I picked some up a couple weeks ago. And if you like to shop online, Harry's has a great offer just for the Blitzers. New customers get $5 off a Harry's trial set with code KFNC at harrys.com. That includes a five-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Don't forget to use code KFNC at checkout and give Harry's sharper blades a try.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Can I throw some numbers at you? Because 918 asks, listen to your promo on MyBookie.com. What are the odds on the presidential race? Right now on MyBookie, they've got a whole bunch of bets for this, by the way. Donald Trump -105, Jose Biden -115.
Okay.
Slight favorite. I still, I was hoping to get a better price on Trump, to be perfectly honest.
You've got you said -105?
Yeah.
Well, you think it's a lock. If you've got lock,
I do, but
even money?
I still think Trump's gonna like right before the election. By the way, nobody's talking about the whole peace deal that they brokered. That should be helping him. Nobody's talking about that.
Instead. Yeah, Jared Kushner's talking about it.
Yeah, well, but nobody, I couldn't find any stories on it today on any websites that were on the front page. It's just like USA Today. They're too busy talking about how the Big Ten's selling out by playing football and risking these kids' lives and just somebody have to die. You know, bite me, USA Today. But anyway, here's your other odds. Will Joe Biden test positive for COVID-19 before September 29? Yes, +300. No, -500.
Okay.
Will Joe Biden participate in all three debates? Yes, -140. No, +100. I mean, they're betting he's going to get sick here because he's old. Will Joe Biden participate in the first debate? Yes, -400. No, +250. And then they've got it. Will he participate in the second and the third? Will Joe Biden drop out before November 1st? No, -800. Yes, +350. There is that rumor out there that he was going to drop out and Michelle Obama was going to be the candidate. So if you believe that, you're getting 350. Will Donald Trump drop out before November 1st? Safest -5,000 ever on no.
Yeah.
So party to win the popular vote. Democrats -450. Republicans +270.
That is, I think, almost a lock.
Yeah.
U.S. But, as we know, the popular vote.
Yeah, doesn't determine the president.
Does not decide who the president is.
U.S. Senate control at the start of the 117th Congress. Now, if you're one of these people who follows this really closely, this is interesting as hell. Because right now, the Republicans control the Senate. They're both -115. So they have that as a dead heat right now.
Okay.
Let's see. Will Donald Trump win the Nobel Peace Prize? Yes, +100. No, -140.
I'll go with no.
Will a COVID-19 vaccine be approved before November 3rd? You got yes, +350. No, -800.
I'll go with no.
Yeah.
I know that's the talk, but I'll go with no.
And then they have the day the loser concedes the 2020 U.S. election. What they don't have on here is no one ever concedes, because I think there's a chance of that. And if
there hasn't been a concession in a long time, because for the most part, it's been close races, hasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody asked, would you hammer Trump wins Texas? Yes, I would. And they've got.
But Republican win Texas is like -400 something.
Yeah, I'm going to look it up for you right now. But they've got state by state breakdowns. I think the value would be in some of these swing states if you feel like you have an edge there in terms of knowledge. But Texas, yeah, -360 for Republican candidate.
Yeah.
And I don't see any real value in that. And I don't think a Democrat has a chance. So, yeah. But So some fun odds on there on MyBookie if you're interested in that kind of thing. And just from an analysis standpoint, I think the most interesting thing is that Senate race suddenly being a dead heat. So, oh boy. I mean, it's funny. It's because I think the peace deal is garbage. Of course you do. They're all too busy bashing the president, covering up the good he does. He doesn't do much good, guys. Let's give him some credit when he does. I mean, I think this is a pretty good deal. Somebody who's very familiar with the Middle East. The fact that you've got Israel and Bahrain and countries like that actually exchanging diplomats now. That's progress. Give the guy credit for it. Yeah, it's one of those things. You can dog him for everything else, but, you know, and again, this gets back to our whole problem. Anybody who's on the other side of whoever's in, everything they do is awful. They did the same thing to Obama, and nothing they do is good. And the reality is there's a few good things happening. Not many. You know, there's a lot you can get on the guy for. Just give him a little credit. That's all.
God, I'm looking back at the history of voting, like, you know, like the electoral votes.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you were, 1988 was, Ronald Reagan and Mondale.
Yeah.
And, yeah, or no, 1984.
Yeah, 84 was Reagan and Mondale, and yeah.
And do you know how many electoral votes Mondale got?
It wasn't a lot. I remember that.
Walter Mondale got 3 electoral votes from Washington, D.C., and he got 10 electoral votes from his home state of Minnesota, which he won by just over 3,000 votes. So we're talking like a little over 3,000 more votes, and Reagan would have won all 50 states. That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
1972. Were you alive in 1972?
I was alive, but I was not able to vote yet. I'm sorry.
Well, that's unfortunate. In 1972, Richard Nixon got 520 electoral votes, and George McGovern won, of course, the District of Columbia, which is apparently D.C. is almost always a lock to be a Democrat vote, a blue vote. And he got 14 electoral votes from Massachusetts. So, and that's it. So, there used to be just like these blowout things. Now, at least, I mean, I guess it makes it more interesting that they're, in a way, it makes it more interesting. Of course, it also means that the country's more divided now.
Yeah. And there were presidents that people could get behind back in the day, but that doesn't happen anymore because there is no crossover.
And it's become more coastal votes one way and the middle of America votes another, with a handful of exceptions. But yeah, it's I'm curious how this, because I'm opposite of you. Like, you think it's a slam dunk. I have no idea who's going to win this election. I think it's almost fascinating. And
I mean, I could be wrong. I'm going on a lot of the things that, and everybody, well, it's not 2016. People don't hate him the way they hate Hillary. But he doesn't inspire anybody either. And the people you have to win over are people like me. That's who you need, because Trump's got his base that's going to vote for him. The Democrats have their base that's going to vote for them. It's people like us that actually are going to determine which one gets it. The people who aren't one or the other. And neither party really gets that. And the Democrats certainly don't, because they don't give you anybody you can get behind. They give you the same old crap. And I think the reason Trump won was because it was different. We weren't getting the same crap fed down our throats. Now, I don't know that it was the right decision, but can you sit here and tell me Hillary would have done a great job? Probably not. But that's okay. I mean, the thing is, at some point we got to get back to let's look at the good these guys do. Let's look at the bad they do. Let's look at the things that they get blamed for that maybe they shouldn't, and then make the best decision that way. And I think if we ever get back to that, and I still think we need a third and even a fourth party, but if we ever get back to that and quit being so, like, you cannot say anything bad about, like, depending on which party you're part of, you can't say anything bad about your candidate.
Right.
And anything the other candidate does is garbage, and that's both parties. And that's not right. It's not accurate. And that's why it was really refreshing to see Andrew Yang on TV saying, you know, hey, Trump got this done. I don't care who gets it done as long as the right thing gets done. He wasn't talking about the peace process. He's talking about something else. He goes, however, you know, yes, there's a lot of bad stuff. That's the kind of guy I want in office, man, that will say, hey, I don't care if it's Democrats or Republicans. The right thing's the right thing. Let's all get behind the right thing. And then we can do our stuff over here. But, you know, nobody asked me. There are no odds on me, on my bookie, for winning the presidency, which is a shame.
However,
there's a lot of other ones, and you just heard them all. And that's all on my bookie. You guys want to get in on the action, that's the place to do it. And, you know, there's other stuff you can bet on, too, right now. Like, well, you got an NFL game tomorrow night. You got college football is back, and Big Ten's coming back, too. So almost everybody's going to be playing again. You still got baseball happening out there. You got NBA, got a little hockey left. It's all at mybookie.ag. And the best thing is, with at mybookie, it's easy. You bet, you win, they pay. And this is one of the things I love about this site is I win, I get my money. It's that simple. And you can play parlays, whatever, live betting. They get, you know, follow my man Jerry Bow. He's always got those live bets going. They're all on mybookie. And easy deposits and withdrawal, tons of options to get in on the action. And if you join today, mybookie will match your first deposit 100%. Just enter promo code radio when signing up. That's promo code radio, and they'll match your first deposit 100%. Mybookie.ag, you bet, you win, they pay. Mybookie.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Happy What Are the Odds Wednesday. I didn't want to start politics with you guys. I just want to do some presidential odds. So you can tell me how stupid I am. It's all good.
Just do the show, bitch.
Yeah. Quit crying and do the show, bitch.
That's it.
Speaking of which, late hits tonight at 7 o'clock. They'll be back.
Back.
I assume they've tongued and made up. So
I don't know about that, but I do think they've made up. I don't know about the rest. Pretty presumptive of you, I would say.
Well, you know, that's a lover's quarrel. You always got to get it worked out. You know, there's that makeup sex going on. Man, a lot of other stuff. Just follow up on the Clippers thing. Apparently, a bunch of guys in the fourth quarter on the Clippers were asking to come out because they were gassed.
I think they were asking to come out because they knew what was happening.
They were embarrassed, yeah. But they did look like a tired team these last couple games. And your game one last night went down to the wire.
What a game, man. You know, Bam deserving being a first-team all-defense with one of the best defensive plays in playoff history, honestly. If that happens in a Game 7, it gets played over and over forever and ever. But basically sealed the game for him. And even then, misses a free throw, and there's drama at the end as the Celtics have one last shot. It doesn't go in, but it was still pretty awesome that the game came down to that. That was a great game.
Yeah, it was. And great hockey game last night, too, as it turned out. I'll stay alive and force a game six. So still up against it, but there's some pretty good sports going on right now. It's kind of fun. I mean, considering how long we went without it, and it does seem like it's hard to keep up with everything now because there's just, I mean, we've got every single sport basically is happening, right? Like I know the Masters is coming up. I don't know when exactly, but like the U.S. Open tennis was going on. So I didn't pay attention to that. There's just too much, man. And Speaking of which, yeah, that Astros with another injury last night, although it looks like Correa's back in the lineup.
Yeah, so, not the end of the world.
No, no, but your buddy Justin Verlander did 75 pitches yesterday, or today, I'm not sure which, it was from Twitter. So, there you go. Maybe he makes it back.
We'll see.
But
wouldn't count on it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. To me, it just feels like the Astros are, like, not even worth discussing right now.
They're really not.
Because...
although Lance McCullers back tonight.
Yep.
We'll see what he's got. It's funny, though, like, hearing John and Lance talk about it this morning, and then Charlie and Joel talk about it, and they're like, they're acting like it's more of a possibility. If they had a three-game playoff series, they're acting like it's more of a possibility that Justin Verlander would be in the rotation than Lance McCullers, which is just insane to me.
Yeah, although, I mean...
it could just be wishful thinking.
It could be, but then Verlander's the first one who came out and said he wasn't out for the season, that report was wrong to begin with. So do you trust him or do you trust Chandler Rome? What are you basing your opinion on?
All I know is since Justin Verlander went out, he hasn't pitched another baseball game. So far, Chandler Rome's in the right.
Yeah, except he also said that... he reported that he was out for the season, and everybody else said, no, that's not the case.
Okay, well, let's say Justin Verlander comes back. Let's say he makes it back for one, or are we assuming one start before the postseason?
That seems to be the plan, yes.
Okay, what's the pitch count / inning count for that one game?
Well, I don't know where he's going to be, but I would say no more than four innings. You just want to get him out there and let him get live game action.
And then if in the playoff game?
You go until his arm falls off. It's playoffs.
Okay.
What?
It just seems odd to me. Like, I do think that they're going to be limited on him. And they're paying that dude a lot of money next year.
Yeah.
I don't think you pitch him until his arm falls off.
Well, that's what I would do. That's what Dusty will do.
That's because you're not footing the bill.
Of course not.
That is what Dusty will do, because that's what Dusty does.
Of course not, but it's not your money either, so why are you so worried about it?
But I'm just assuming that's what's going to be handed down. Like, hey, we're paying Justin next year. Let's not go crazy.
I'm exaggerating, obviously, but I think you have him on a normal, maybe 100-pitch limit in the playoff.
If he were to throw 100 pitches in the playoffs, do you think it'd be effective? I don't.
I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen the guy pitch since he was fine at the start of the season.
That's the whole point. That's the point. Well, you haven't seen him pitch. Who comes back and pitches 100 pitches in their second game and just looks sharp as a tack?
I don't know, but if anybody
in the history of time,
if anybody's going to do it, it's going to be this guy. I mean, he looked pretty damn good at the start of the season off of having to restart. He didn't have a start before he had to went out there and pitch what, six innings in the opener.
Yeah,
I mean, he had to. He's trained up to it just like everybody else.
Okay.
I get what you're saying, but I also think it's not ridiculous to believe that the guy could come back and be effective for you. I think it's
ridiculous to count on him at this point.
Well, it's ridiculous to count on anybody in your lineup at this point. You don't know who's going to be there in 2 weeks. But yeah, because he hasn't been there, it's easier to say, yeah, because he could have a setback. That's real easy. And also very common. We see that all the time. And I think that was kind of what the Chandler Rome's guess was that he'd have some kind of setback and then he wouldn't be able to pitch again.
Right.
And so far he hasn't. And maybe he will, maybe he won't. I don't know. I hope not, because I'd like to see him get out there. But, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Somebody asked, did you talk about the NFL ratings being down? We talked about a little bit yesterday how it was a mixed bag. Because yes, Monday Night Football was well down. The Thursday night opener was down, but the Bucks and Saints game was way up, like the highest rated show since the Super Bowl. So yeah, I know the easy thing to say, oh, well, it's because of the protests. We're not watching. I think there's an element of people who are doing that, but I think there's a lot of other things. And Josh actually brought up some great points on his show about a lot of people have cut the cord. A lot of people aren't, a lot of people are not able to afford like the Sunday ticket package and things like that. And I think that adds up, and there's a lot more streaming. I watch all mine on streaming now. All the NFL I have is on streaming. So, there's a lot of factors to it. And you know what? I think the other thing is And we talked about this a little bit. I think a lot of people now, I felt like I didn't really miss sports other than football. And so now that football's back, I'm happy. But I think there's a lot of people who probably realized during this, you know what? I don't really need sports. I don't need sports in my life. And I wouldn't blame them for that because I kind of felt that way about a lot of the other sports. Now I'm enjoying watching them. I'm having fun with the NBA, which I didn't think I would. I mean, I was always going to watch hockey and NFL and college football, but I'm enjoying these NBA games. And, you know, I was enjoying some of the soccer, but like when we didn't have it, my life didn't end.
No.
You know, I mean, it sucked more to be stuck at home and doing the show from home, but it wasn't life and death. And I just wonder if there's people who feel that way. And I already know the guys who aren't watching because of the protests, and that's cool. That's your choice. That's totally fine. But I'd like to hear from people via the Twitch or the text who have other reasons for just not really wanting to watch NFL. And, you know, because maybe some of that's true. Maybe it's a combination of everything. I don't think things are ever as simple as we try to make them. 858 said Thursday night also had to go up against NBA playoff games. And maybe that bit into it a little bit. Certainly when you got the Rockets. And, of course, the Rockets were so dead right off the bat there.
Yeah.
And so were the Texans, though.
Yep. Didn't make for much drama.
Yeah, I mean, that was a little weird that you had those two things going on at the same time. But, you know. So he says, I stream it. I usually go out to the bar and watch the games from Brandon and Orange. And, you know, which really hasn't been an option here in some places. Now it's kind of getting back to that.
Yeah.
But, and someone mentioned Red Zone. Who gets the ratings for Red Zone? That's a good question because I think there's a lot of people that sit there and watch Red Zone all day. Because what do we like? We like scoring, right? We're all kind of ADD when it comes to sports. That is like the ultimate ADD show. And it's perfect because you get a little bit of everything, especially in the noon games. And I'd be curious what the ratings are for that because even this weekend I saw people on Twitter who had never, ever heard of Red Zone and like, oh, this is the greatest thing ever. It's like, well, yeah, it's been the greatest thing for a while. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Roll with us if you really want to get it. Go get a half a million in a
Sprinter. Phone ringing, no big tipple. At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Man, I'm getting some really good comments from you guys, and thank you for that. NFL just bores me now, Fred. Has nothing to do with protests. I still watch, just not as tuned in with it. Got a few of those. Think through COVID, people just found other things to do, more outside activities, more family stuff.
It's possible. I mean, that's
a lot of people saying love them some Red Zone. So, and it says Fred is asking people who don't need sports in their life, or are they even listening to a sports radio show? I hate to break it to you. 832, a lot of people who listen to this show don't care about sports. Or they care about it tangentially. We're what you call versatile. Honestly, I got used to filling my time with other stuff than sports. Wasn't very interested. Did watch a little, but not near the amount pre-COVID from listener Steven. So, somebody said, I cut my expenses. I don't have the satellite anymore. But, yeah, that's there's a lot of people aren't in the same place mentally at the moment. I mean, it's some really good thoughts. But, and then here's one, too. I've slowly been moving away from football the more they remove defense. That's, you know, they have made the rules where they favor offense. And I was joking last week when I said that I didn't care about defense because Henry Thomas texted me and said, you're going to lose a listener with that. It's joking, of course. But yeah, I was kidding when I said, because I was playing. When it comes to video games, yeah, I don't care about defense. But yeah, I mean, I think it's I think it's a bunch of things. But then I still feel it weird that you have that outlier with, I mean, is it still Breeze and Brady that will draw the, that will drive the needle? I mean, that was a great, I mean, that was a really hyped up matchup. But I think it's a lot of things. And like, so we just went through 10 of them. So thank you guys. That was good stuff. Let's, is it Chris?
Chris.
Let's hear Chris.
Hey, it's Chris visiting North from Rhode Island. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're doing sports, man. What's up?
Hey, so talking about sports, you know, I've been spending a lot of time with family, my grandmother, actually. Oh, actually, not my grandmother. It's Steve from Providence's grandmother, and she's trying to take his inheritance away. I mean, she does some really freaky things, and I'm just there to take advantage of it. So if he's listening, thank you so much. I'm going to enjoy my car that you wanted so much so he can just rot in hell. Welcome to the dark side.
Fred, I'll let you handle that.
Okay, that was I admire the effort.
I mean,
I'll give him an E for effort. I think the execution was lacking. Didn't really reach out to connect to the audience with what the hell he was talking about. So I think there might have been some nervousness and meltdown in that. But feel free to keep working on it and maybe try something different next time that people actually go, what the hell? Yeah, I think we're all confused. You know what? Somebody brings up a good point. Freezy does. Keyboard cat, please. All right. Good to hear keyboard cat again.
I miss him.
Yeah, keyboard cat's got to stay more involved here, especially on things like that. So, but if I can recap, I think he's banging someone's grandma to get her inheritance and was trying to tell him and he's got his car and yeah. So.
I mean, Elfrodo said it best on Twitter. That might be a serial killer. And that was just the demented ramblings of a serial killer.
It could be.
It might have. He just might have killed his family. And that was his best idea to do, was call into a radio show.
Mm. Okay, well. But, you know, if you're going to be a serial killer, can we not get a more interesting serial killer? Like, I want somebody to call in and say, I'm rubbing the lotion on its skin again. Yes. You know, that kind of serial killer. You know? I captured my former science teacher. She's in my basement. Why can't we get that guy?
Yeah.
And then, you know, because then the cool thing is we get the cops to try to trace a phone call. And, of course, it'll be a burner phone. But... like, I would like to be the radio show where the serial killer calls in and, you know, says what he's doing.
Or, even better than that, during one of these wild-ass car chases, like, the car chase guy calls into our show.
I've asked for that. I mean, that would be awesome because as we're doing play-by-play, it'd be great to interview him. It's like, what were you thinking when you did that 360, man? That was awesome. Yeah. So, well, there's the... I mean, we already are the show, and I think nationally, for car chases. I'd like to be the show for serial killers.
It's a nice thought, but it's hard to find those guys. You got to be like Barbara Walters or something.
Yeah, I mean, I know we're not that big, but yeah.
Oops. Hello, Willie. Be better.
What's going on, guys?
What's up?
Hey, what's the deal? I'm hearing old rumor, old Greg Wise might be up for the Rockets job. They say he does a very good job of recruiting the Yates, and he can get some talent to Houston.
Haven't heard that. Boy, okay, well, guess what? There are no more calls going to be taken on our radio show today.
Yep.
You guys have ruined it for two. Everyone.
Oh, that's okay, though. You know what?
At least that one, we understood what he was trying to do, and it wasn't just us staring at each other.
Can I just tell him, he texted that in yesterday, and it wasn't funny then, so I didn't read it.
Yeah.
So calling in. Yeah, here's another. If I don't, now, to be fair, I don't get to
all. Guys commit to their jokes. Like, if they've got a joke and they think that we should get it and we don't, they stay committed to it. They're like, I know these guys have to have seen this. They would have to think it was funny if they saw it. There's no way that they could see this joke and not laugh. But it's possible, I assure you.
And so, yeah, I did see it yesterday. I didn't get to it because it wasn't any good. Now, there's a lot of stuff I miss on the text line because we get a ton of texts, and sometimes I try to get to all of them. I try to make sure that if somebody's got something really cool, that we get it on the air. But there's a lot of nonsense and a lot of things that just aren't funny. So, yeah. That one I could have told you yesterday wasn't going to work.
It wasn't good.
Somebody says, sounds like your next book idea. Serial killer leaves a riddle after Gym of the Day. Bone collector riddles type. Yeah. I could go for that.
Yeah.
What are the odds there's a huge baby boom in 2021? I could see that.
Wouldn't shock me, although it does seem like a terrible time to bring a human into the world.
Yeah, I wouldn't if I were still
capable.
Yeah. I would not want to bring a kid into the world right now. And if I did, though, I'd go do a gender reveal in the middle of a forest and make sure that I set it on fire and kill people.
That's the way to do it these days.
Said the loud dog. That's why I'm always checking with Fred if I'm banned. I don't ban anybody on the text line. Okay. There's enough numbers that I recognize that I just don't read, because after you get to a certain point, then, you know, I know you're not adding anything, but apparently you can block people because Joel and Barry did it. And sometimes if I go look at the deleted texts, I'll see something that didn't show up, but I haven't blocked you, but I will, for the record, say that the ones that I read that were blocked, you deserve to be blocked.
Well, there you have it.
So not very sympathetic. Oh man. Hockley Dan said, all we need is day drinking George to call in for the trifecta. Was it George or Kevin? It's day drinking Kevin, isn't it?
I have no idea.
Well, we're not.
I'm not great with that.
But yeah, George was the one who said we were full of S. Kevin is the day drinker.
Okay.
That thought we were they thought that we didn't like him. It turned out we were just jealous, and that's why we have happy hour.
Mm. Well, we're not taking any more calls today, so and you can blame those two. Eugene said, I actually started watching less sports and less sports radio the more I listened to you guys. Well, I think we like to, you know, there are other things in life that we all enjoy that we can, you know, we can agree on or disagree on or have fun talking about. And, you know, that's always been this show, and that's why I think we were fine during the Rona. But now that we have sports back, it's nice to mix a little sports in there, too. I'm going to guess A-Bear. I work in a grocery store, and we've sold twice as many pregnancy tests as before all this started. Wow.
I don't know. I mean, I guess there's more people banging, but I just, like I said, it's just seemed, I mean, maybe it's unintentional pregnancies, but this seems like just an awful time to have a child. I mean, no offense to anyone out there who's doing it.
Yeah, 281 said, baby boom for me is percent 1,000. Wife is 12 weeks pregnant with our first. It's your first, though.
I guess it's your first.
Yeah. But as uncertain as the world is right now, if you've already had kids, I think I'd be real, you know, I'd be real careful about doing that. What are the odds Fred is actually a serial killer and he's leaving law enforcement a breadcrumb trail via the Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day? Oh, that would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
JC says, can I get a shout out? Just lost my job. Man, sorry, JC.
Well, that sucks. You can't say sorry until you know why he lost his job.
Well, I'm guessing
if he went in and pissed on the boss's desk.
I don't think that's a case. I think this is COVID related.
Oh, okay. Well, then, that sucks.
Orange Brandon said his second kid's first son is due in like 3 weeks. So, yeah, that's a. I think first one's fine. Is that, can we all agree?
I mean, it's not ideal.
If you were planning to have one, though.
Yeah, it's not ideal either way.
832 says, I work at a small hospital. 75% of the nurses are preggo.
Oh.
Ooh, that means 75% of the doctors are going to be paying child support?
Probably so. all right. I got to tell you guys about my good friends over at Carbach. And obviously, I'm a fan of the product. They do a great job. But even more than that, they're back open, baby. And we were out there last week for the Texans opener, the Astros game, the Rockets game. Everything was going on that day. That was the sad day in Houston sports history. But we were still out there at Carbach having a good time anyway, so we weren't sad. The beer that Eric and I brewed was on tap there. I don't know if they still have it. I would hope they do. But the S'more Stout should still be up. They've got the Black is Beautiful that they brewed, which is a great beer. And we'll actually talk to Marcus Baskerville from Weathered Souls on the other side of this break about that beer. And they had this quad with figs and dates that is just outstanding. But they've got something for if you just want the Crawford Bock or the Love Street or the Hopadillo, of course they've got that. And the Carboctoberfest, which is their seasonal right now, you can get there. And fantastic food. This is a quote from Juggalo Trey about the Korean fried chicken. God bless this chicken. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter to see what's going on with them. And when you're out and about, ask your bartender to please make it a Carboc. My free throw, down. Spending money at the club like Sam's.
Yes, ma'am. She a little freak on cam, but she don't put ESPN 97.5.